Okay, Chevra. So we are trying to cover some of the halachos of Tevilas Kelim. Just very briefly, the lashon of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis is that I have to be tovel what we call klei tashmish. No, halokeh klei tashmish mina ovdei kochavim. So then esher dakol ahat bo yatvil. Klei tashmish requires tevila. Later on in the Gemara has a lashon that it's klei seuda that requires tevila. No. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Afilu Zuza de Sarbala Nami, should you have to tovel the scissors for garments? Of the Gemara, Amalei Klei Se'uda Amurim B'Parasha. The Ritva already noted this, and the Ritva comments that he thinks that when the Mishnah uses the expression of Klei Tashmish, what the Mishnah really means to say is Klei Se'uda, that the points are one and the same. Nevertheless, I think there might be some room to be medayik from clay tashmish and to arrive at a few interesting halachos, perhaps. The Sefer Avodah Berura, which is like a very big fat book on Avodah Zarah and other mesechtes, Avodah Berura notes that maybe clay tashmish means that's only called clay seuda if it's something that you mamish are going to use. And let's say I'm not going to use it at all. For example, I buy a kli, and I'm going to give the kli to you. Am I able to tovel the kli? I'm not going to use the kli, no? I bought the kli to give it as a matana. Am I able to tovel the kli for you? One could argue, and Rav Wozner is quoted in the Avodah Berurah saying this, that it's not called klei tashmish. And if it's not called klei tashmish, since I don't plan on using it, so consequently there is no chi of tevila, and perhaps even if I'm tovel it, I won't be yotzei, the tevila won't count. The same Avodah Berurah quotes that he heard that Rabbi Yosef Sholom El Yoshev, Zecharon Olof Racha, that Rav Yoshev Tainas that the Yashav Tainus that you can tovel this clay. Of course, this should also be relevant for the discussion that we noted yesterday. The Chokas Binyamin page, Reish Samach Hei, has the discussion about at what point the Chi of Tevila sets in. If I buy a clay, should I keep the clay around the home, right, and then and tovel it when I'm about to use it, or do I assume that I should tovel the kli right now, right? So he wanted to say that the issue depends on mitzvah versus matir. Perhaps we could be medayik from this lesson of klei tashmish, that the chiv is only to be tovel kli that you're going to use. Kol zman I have the kli around the house, if I buy, let's say, Pesach stuff on sale, because you get it on sale during the year, but you're saving it for Pesach. So it's not klei tashmish l'cha'ora until right before Pesach. So one could argue that there's no chi of tevila in that case. This issue, the way we pointed out, is really relevant for a tshuva that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in the back of the Tevilas Kelim. This book, by the way, is a classic. No? Tevilas Kelim, it's a really good book. So in the back of the Tevilas Kelim, they have a tshuva for Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a very interesting tshuva. Am I allowed to give wedding gifts to non-frum Jews, even to frum Jews? But, you know, there is a certain type of frum Jew who doesn't tovel their kelim, no? Are you allowed to give them wedding gifts knowing that they won't tovel it? Perhaps it would be a violation of the Isser of Lifnei Iver lo Sitein Michshol. Very interesting shaila that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach entertained on page Reish Lamed Tes in the back of the book. So Reb Shlomo Zalman at first says that he doesn't think it's lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, because the iser of lifnei iver, he says, it's only if I give you a chafzah shel iser. In this case, it's not a chafzah shel iser. Then he points out that the Gemara in Bavam Metzina Daf Vav speaks about the goats, that if I give them to a shepherd, and you know that the shepherd's going to graze with those goats in someone else's field, so that would be an iser of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So maybe the pshat in chafzah shel iser isn't a good pshat. Ultimately, Reb Shlomo Zalman basically telling is that he doesn't think that there's lifnei iver, because if I give you a wedding gift, who says you're going to use the wedding gift? Right? How many wedding gifts did I get that I passed on to the next person? No? Those who are married probably have a good sense. So very often you get a wedding gift, and what do? Like shalach onus, you repackage it and send it to the next guy. Right? That's a common thing. So mehecha tesi, there's going to be a violation. The interesting thing about this Truven Reb Shlomo Zalman is he also dons on the fact that maybe even though usually a tag that's attached to a kele would be a chatzitza for the tevila. But maybe in this case, Rav Shlomo Zalman entertains it's not a chatzitza for the tefillah, because only a chatzitza because I'm going to take off the tag. But in this case, I'm not taking off the tag because I want to give it to you, and I want you to have it as a new item in case you want to return it to the store. No? I want you to know that it's a new item. So maybe I'm going to leave the tags on for that reason. So that's all a discussion that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has. Lamaisa, he's not inclined that the geder of chatzitza should be different based on who I am, if I'm the seller, if I'm the giver of the matana versus a regular person, he's not inclined that that should be a good svara. But at the same time, it's an interesting idea that he entertains that maybe I should toivel the kelim before I give them to you. According to our cheshbon that we mentioned, that's klei tashmish amurim b'parasha, one can contend that I'm not able to toivel kelim before I give them to you. That I think that's clear. Yeah, Ari.
Dishes or silverware, they're
going to
end up getting it from somewhere, so isn't that the classic
Torah of Lifnei Iver? So that's a discussion that the Mishnah Lamelech has in Hilchos Ribah, etc., that maybe there's no Iser of Lifnei Iver if you get the item Be'Iser from somewhere else.
But isn't that Treyaf, meaning isn't
every item Mekul? No, it's Bichar Avadanara. Since you could get the item from somewhere else, it's not Treyaf Avadanara, means that you can't get the item unless I give it to you. Over here, you could get the item from somewhere else, but anywhere that you'll get the item, the person who gives it to you will violate Lifnei Iver, because anyone who gives a wedding gift to these not fully observing Jews will know that they won't tovel it. So everyone will violate Lifnei Iver. That's a suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech.
They could buy it from a goy.
They could buy it from a goy. That's why you're chayiv in tevila.
They're going to get silverware themselves. Because a goy is not chayiv Lifnei Iver, so they could get it better.
Who's
a
goyim are not chayiv in Lifnei Iver. Vam no sin Iver menachayel ben Noach. That's exactly the classic case. In the opposite way.
Right.
The goy will give it to them.
Can a goy give Lifnei Iver to another goy? Probably.
So that's called Lifnei to Lifnei in the cases of the Gemara, in terms of Avodah Zarah stuff. Maybe. The fact is, though, I think the Svara that you might not use the Kli is a very good Svara. Ari, did I cut you off? Fine. Okay, so that's the first issue that we wanted to discuss in terms of the definition of klei tashmish, that klei tashmish is not going... The definition is that the chiyuv of tevila is only on klei tashmish, and perhaps the gift that I'll give is not called klei tashmish. One can contend that klei tashmish is also a svara for the famous Snapple bottle shayla, no? I remember when I was in yeshiva, so Rav Schechter used to tell us that you had to drink Snapple bottles from a cup, no? Because it's chayiv in tevila. Is that true? Now, a Snapple bottle is glass. By glass, we assume, the Gemara says that glass is chayiv in tevila. We'll discuss the details in a moment. But is there a chayiv tevila on a Snapple bottle? So there is a long discussion in the post. In the Sefer Tevilas Kalim on page Kuftes is Marich about these Snapple bottles, and the Svaras that the Poskim say are as follows. One Svar is that when I buy the Snapple bottle, I don't have in mind to buy the bottle. I only have in mind to buy the Snapple. Narfas, it happens to be an amazing halacha called gravity that was invented by God a long time ago. And this halacha of gravity tells me that the Snapple won't exist unless the Snapple's in the Snapple bottle. No? The Snapple would just, go all over the place. But I really don't want the bottle. I only want the Snapple. So lecha ora, I don't have in mind to be kone the bottle, so I never was kone. I don't have a chiyuv tevila on it. That's a svara that the Achronim quote, again in the page Kuftes, that's where Shlomo Zalman has a svar on page Kuftes in the Tevilas Kelim book. Other svaros that are mentioned over here, Reb Moshe Feinstein has the interesting idea in Simon Mem, no? The bottom source that I give you. Reb Moshe says you're allowed to reuse it for other drinks. I could refill the Snapple bottle, and it doesn't require tevila. The reason is because the kli is bottled to the mashkin, and memela, I didn't buy the kli at all, like we said before, and when I refill it, I, the Jew, am making it into a kli now. That's Rav Moshe's svara, no? Very interesting svara. It didn't have a din kli at all. It's only holding it, it's bottled to the mashkin, and therefore, it becomes a kli when I refill it. That's an interesting idea. Lemaisa, one could dan on these svaras, but it seems to me, right, that maybe there's another idea. And the other idea... people have to speak louder because I'm deaf.
You know, so I'm just... Moshe just takes the first svara a step further, but it's the same. The first part is the same svara. Right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying.
That. Right, he's saying the same svara, but he says, and even if I reuse it,
right?
In other words, we have another svara, a previous Igros Moshe about disposable kalim, that a disposable kli doesn't have a din kli, right? If Moshe has a raya from these pumpkins, right? That disposable kalim don't have the din of kalim. Okay. If that's the case, so the Snapple bottle is disposable. I am going to reuse it. This teretz is that when I reuse it, I am making it a kli myself.
So you can't do it on Shabbos?
So I can't do it on Shabbos? Well, maybe the Isser on Shabbos is asiyas kli in a maisa sort of way. Asiyas kli aydei machshav, is that Isser b'Shabbos? Don't know. Right? It's not really a malacha because I'm not doing anything. I'm just thinking about it. But Rav Moshe really entertains this idea. That would mean that the disposable pans, which Jeremy wants me to discuss today, that the disposable pans, according to Rav Moshe, l'cha'ora, even if I reuse them. Now, the svara of a disposable pan, if you look in the Chelkas bin Yamin and Sifkat and Samach Tes, Chelkas bin Yamin basically says it's not a kli. It's not a kli, right? We see this where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, for example, that I can't make kiddush on a disposable paper cup. It's not a kli. I think that's chayal gimel simin yud zayin. So here, I am going to reuse it. The Torah says that when I reuse it, I'm making it a kli at that moment. And that should be okay. However, l'maisa, most achronim say, tsarech iyun, if you want to reuse the disposable pans. If Shechter actually toivos his disposable pans, no? His aluminum pans.
Even if he doesn't reuse them?
Since they could be reused, certainly, I might not reuse it practically, but it could be reused,
okay. So
that has a din of a kli. This is a shaila that gets involved in that shach about the sakin shel shchita, no? The Shach argues with the Taz. Remember, the Rambam says that Sakin Shel Shchita, Zok the Rambam, that you do tovel it. Tovlo tovlo below bracha. The Mechaber says it doesn't require tefillah. The Rambam says tovlo tovlo below bracha. But the Barzalim, that you're metaking the like matzos, you know, like the redlers or something in the matzah bakeries, no? That's always like my dream profession. I wanted to like major in riddling in life. You know, like to take the pointy thing and the pointy Valgerholtz and to riddle the matzahs. It's a very, very exciting job. So the Rama writes that the red lach that you use on the matzahs don't require any tevila. Lucha Ora, says the Taz, it should be the same svara. The sack in Shoshchita not requiring tevila according to the Mechaber, according to the Mordechai that's quoted in the Mechaber, is because it doesn't act on food yet. The thing that I shecht is not yet food. It requires cooking afterwards to become food, no? I shecht the chicken. It's not edible yet. I do redling on the dough. The dough isn't edible yet. I have to bake it first. If it's not yet edible, so the Rama, who says that the Sakin Shoshchita should be taifa without a bracha, Hu Hadin, Zok the Taz, the red lach, you should be taifa without a bracha. But the Shach argues on the Taz. And the Shach says, no, Sakin Shoshchita is different than the red lach. The Sakin Shoshchita is different because you can use the Sakin Shoshchita for other stuff. It's a knife. You want to cut with it? You'll cut with it. Therefore, if it's usable for something else, it has the din of miyot tashmishai, and out the miyot tashmishai, we are going to be toivo without a bracha. That's l'cha'ora, the chiddush of the shach in Osir Aleph. I'm toivo without the bracha, because I follow the miyot tashmishai. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chaf Gimel says that a shechita knife is muksa machmas chesaron kis, no? I won't use the shechita knife for anything other than shechita. But apparently the shach holds, technically I can use it for other stuff. Right? So it's a chiddush even in miyot tashmishai. It's not miyot tashmishai in the sense that sometimes I use it for other stuff. I never use it for other stuff. But afilu hachi, that's enough. That's l'cha'ora what the shach holds. Right? Based on touching up. Again, the kasha that we asked on the shach is the goyin's kasha, an os yud dalet, no? The goyin asks, you don't use the sack and shoshkita for anything else? The answer is, I could. So just to bring it back home to aluminum pans, an aluminum pan that is made for shimush chad pami, most people throw it out. But the shach v'tayna, and this is what Rav Shechter holds, the shach v'tayna, 1 second, but you follow miyot tashmishai, can you reuse it? Are there cheap Jews out there who reuse their aluminum pans? Yeah, there's cheap Jews. No, the anti-Semites have been attacking us for a long time. So in Melech, I can reuse it. So the miyot tashmish for the shach should be enough to be koveya that it should require tevila, albeit without a bracha. L'maisa, though, the minhag ha'olam, I think, is that we don't try for aluminum pans, even if we reuse it, probably because the entire derech of this item, unlike the sakin, which is a strong item, this is made out of flimsier material. And that's why we don't toivel it. But a turkey roaster, this is the last point I want to make, which is like very thick aluminum, so that l'chora should require tevila because it's a more permanent type of keli. I think that's the minhag ha'olam. Again, Rav Shechter is very firm, as we know. So Rav Shechter toivels his aluminum pans. Yeah, Ari?
The other side of the coin, is he going to be makel by disposable kiddush cups now? Because if you're going to treat it as a kli for that, maybe you should treat it as a kli for everything.
So l'chora, we're machmir both ways.
And that's why you don't have a bracha also.
We don't have a bracha because most Rishonim hold that, like the Mordechai, that you don't toivel the sack in shoshkita. Right, that we don't follow the miyot tashmish. Nor of us were machmi. The Rama says we follow the miyot tashmish, so the shach understands it. Right? But a bracha you're not going to make. And to be yotze kiddush, who says you should do it for kiddush? We should be machmir that doesn't have the din of a kli.
And the double disposable cup is not there.
I don't know where this double cup came from. I have no idea where that came from. L'cha'ura. And the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva over here. I think in Chelok Yud Aleph, if I remember correctly. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. He argues on Rav Moshe about the disposable cups. L'maisa is probably what to rely on for the disposable cups for Kiddush also. But I don't know where the double cup came from.
And nicer disposable cups not going to help you either, right?
What?
Like they have like those, you know,
fancier disposable cups of chore. If it's disposable, so it doesn't have a din kli. If it doesn't have a din kli,
but the truth is a lot of those types, like if you have those disposable fancy things.
So some of these things are disposable just because we live in an affluent society, that the item itself is ra'oi l'shimush yomim rabim. However, Baruch Hashem, we're very wealthy, and we throw out stuff. No? So one could argue that that's not the type of disposable cup. When the poskim who speak about disposable cups are talking about some that you really can't use multiple times. But some that can be used multiple times, has a din kli, that should be mechayiv, genuine tevila though. That should be mechayiv, real tevila on those things. Again, the minig of not toivling aluminum pans, according to this, is going to be much more difficult because our aluminum pans really are ro'i latash mishyamim rabim. Yeah, Adam?
Aluminum foil.
Yes, I have something on the sheet for aluminum foil. You want to discuss it?
Aluminum pans?
What?
Could it be different than aluminum pans?
Might be. We'll talk about it in a second. Where did I put it? I have it on my sheet somewhere. Aluminum foil. Okay. Fine, so that's what we wanted to say about the Snapple bottles. Again, the shadow of what's considered clay tashmish, one could argue that it's only called clay tashmish if it will be used and reused and reused again. Maybe there's a difference in clay seuda and clay tashmish. I think that's a svara that's worth focusing on. The definition of clay seuda is not so pashut. Right, we pointed out already that the Shach and the Taz have this machlekes about the sakin, shell, shchita, and the red lach. According to the Taz, you have to tovel the red lach. According to the Shach, we don't tovel the red lach. Rebbe Kiva Eger points out that an afkamin between the Shach and the Taz would be rechayim shel coffee. No, my coffee grinder. The coffee is not yet drinkable until it's cooked. If it's not drinkable until it's cooked, so it doesn't have it in clay se'uda, according to the Mordechai, etc., that the stacking shoshchit is not clay se'uda. But the Taz would tell you, that I should type without a bracha. Because since it's acting on food, even though the food is not yet ro'i la'achilo, the Taz says I should be tovel without a bracha. But the Shach says something that can only be used on food that's not roi lachila does not get a bracha. The only reason I toivel the sakin shoshchit, according to the Shach, is because I could theoretically use that sakin for something else, to cut a regular piece of meat. So therefore, I could have a din of full fledged clay seuda or clay tashmish. That's why the Shach says I have to toivel the sakin shoshchit without a bracha. But the rechayim shel coffee that I can only use for coffee, so in that case, according to the Shach, there'd be no tevila at all required on it. According to the Taz, there would be tevila without a bracha. That's the ha'ara that Rebbe Kiva Eger makes. In terms of definition of clay seuda, clay tashmish, it says in Shulchan Aruch the tripod. The tripod is basically my pot holder, or that it's called a tripod in English, even, right? 3 foot, right? That you put the pot on top of the stove. So that does not require a tevila. That's what the Mechaber writes in Se'if Dalet. Tripod, Shoshay, Samalem, Kedera, Einam, Te'unim, Tevila. Why not? It's not Klei Se'uda, because L'cha'ura, it doesn't come in direct contact with the food. Klei Se'uda has to be in direct contact with the food. This leads the Achronim in the Sefer Tevilas Kalim and in the Chelkas Binyamin. The Chelkas Binyamin is on page Resh Ayin Resh Beis, right? And the Tevilas Kalim stuff, I don't remember. I'd have to look at my notes exactly what pages in the Sefer Tevilas Kalim. But they discuss, let's say I have something that would require a Tevila, like my toaster oven tray. No? I put pizza bagels on my toaster oven tray, don't I? But I could also do a chop. I could say, you know what? I'm only going to put tin foil on top of my toaster oven tray. Now, my tin foil is shimush chad ha'ame. You never reuse tin foil. It's junk. It's garbage. So tin foil doesn't require a tevila. Memela what? Memela the... if I have tin foil there, so my pizza bagel isn't touching the rack. The pizza bagel isn't touching the rack, so maybe the rack doesn't require tevila either. So isn't this a good etza? To patter tevila on my toaster oven rack by just lining it with tinfoil? So the Achronim say that this isn't a great idea. In the Tevilas Kehla book, they quote from Shlomo Zalman Arbach that if it's something that's always lined with tinfoil, it helps. But if it's something that you're only lining with tinfoil in order to patter from Tevilas Kalim, then it doesn't help. That's where Shlomo Zalman Arbach time is, which is an interesting svara. Reb Fivel Cohen's son, Reb Binyamin Cohen, in the Chelkas Binyamin, he first of all thinks that maybe this issue is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba. You see, the Rashba understands the Gemara. Right, when the Gemara says that clay seuda amurim beparasha, so Rashi learns that you only cook with metal kalim, as opposed to like the earthenware kalim that they wanted to use. Rashi says metal kalim is what you used to cook in. The Rashba has a lashon though that since the pasuk says kol davar sheyavo be'esh, it has to be dafka kli se'uda shebolei ayidei ha'esh. Now, as according to the Rashba, the halacha tevilas kelim is totally in belia, absorption of the food. Since we have a principle that we have been discussing all year in classical Yerideya, that in habalua holech mikula kli below relative. So if I cook a pizza bagel on the tinfoil, will the rack underneath it absorb pizza bagel taste? Absolutely not. Mahara can use that rack afterwards for a steak. No? Because it's lined with tinfoil, and balua doesn't go below relative. So according to the Rashba, that clay se'udas it didn't belia, zakta binyamin kohen. So then one could contend there's no chiyuv to be tayvul. But according to Rashi, that it's based on what I cook in, l'maisa, in this case, I'm cooking on the rack, I'm not cooking on the tinfoil, and as such it should be chayiv in tevila. The sof kol sof, Rabbi Yamin Kohen Taina's, that the rack requires tevila, even if you line it with tinfoil, because as he says, the tinfoil is not kovei Hashem la'atzmo. People don't say that you're cooking on tinfoil. They say that you're cooking on a rack. As such, it's not kovei Hashem la'atzmo. That's why there would be no chiyuv. That's why there would be a chiyuv tevila, even if I happen to line it with the tinfoil. There is a discussion in the poskim about toivling a plastic keli, no? If you go to the Breyer's Kela Mikvah, the code is 1345 to get in, Aguda. If you go to the Breyer's Kela Mikvah, this sign says that you should toivle plastic without a bracha. You ever saw that? Our practice, normative Judaism, does not follow the German practice over here. This was an old German practice to be toivled, or I think that's what they say, although we'll talk about that in a second. But the Breyer's Mikvah says toivel without a bracha. Our practice that we don't toivel plastic kalim at all. Plastic nylon, etc. We don't toivel kihuzeh. Why not? So our cheshbin is, and the Malamed Lahoel, who was German, now with David Zvi Hoffman, Shuvas Malamed Lahoel, Chelek Bey Simin Nun Tes, I think, David Zvi Hoffman has a tshuva about this. He says, listen, the Gemara says that clay matkes requires tevila. And the Gemara says a clay zechuchis, since you could put it back together like a metal, also requires tevila. But nothing else requires tevila. Therefore, we don't type of plastic. That's what the Malama Lahal says. Some taina that this question as to whether or not you type of plastic depends on whether we are medame tevilas kalim to the halachos of Tuma and Tahara, no? One could contend that kelim that are not mekab Tuma, we don't toivel. And kelim that are mekab Tuma, we do toivel. And since plastic is not mekab Tuma, lecha'ora, so therefore, you don't have to toivel it. If you look in the Yad Ephraim on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim quotes a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov is speaking about kelim that are attached to the oven. The oven is attached to the ground, and the kelim are attached to the oven. Zot the Shvus Yaakov, these things do not require tevila because they are mechubar lekarka. And mechubar lekarka is not mekabel tuma. If it's not mekabel tuma, so then memela, there's no chiyav of tevilas kelim. That's what the Shvus Yaakov Tain is. However, most Achronim assume that we don't follow the dinim of Tuma and Tahara, no? Sif Zayin in the Ramah, we have the case of a Maimid. Let's say I have a wooden clay that's supported by some metal bars. In Tuma and Tahara, it would be Makabal Tuma in that case. But by Tevilas Kelim, it's not Makabal Tuma. By Tevilas Kelim, it's not Chayev in Tevila. Because the only part that's touching the food is the wood. The metal is not touching the food, so it's not chayv in tevila at all. And the Goyin in Os Yutes speaks about this issue, whether medam atum and tahara to tevilas kelim. The Shvus Yaakov makes such a dimyan, but lucha oraf, there's no dimyan at all, like the Goyin says. So one can contend that even though plastic kelim are not makabel tuma, maybe you should toivel them. And apparently there was some practice that the Yekes maintain that they toivel their plastic kelim, although it's not really so pashut. Right? L'cha'ora, right, it doesn't require tevila, because only those kelim that are mentioned in the Gemara require tevila. It's interesting to note, Reb Moshe Feinstein and the other Achronim have a big machlekes over here about aluminum, no? Badei HaShulchan again. In the Chelkas Bin Yamin on page Reish Samach Vav in the Biurim, he notes that we assume that glass is chayiv in tevila, midrabanim. Zachter Moshe Feinstein, really, the only types of metal that are chayiv in tevila are achas hazohav, es ha-kosef, es ha-nechoishes, es ha-barzel, es ha-bedil, es ha-oifoches. Only those six metals that are in the Torah. Aluminum is not one of the metals in the Torah. So according to Moshe, aluminum should not require tevila min ha-tayra, only requires tevila midrabanim. No? Only requires tevila midrabanim because it's low gara from glass. Just like glass can be put back together, aluminum can be put back together. That's what Reb Moshe assumes. However, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky notes in the tshuva that's printed in the back of the Tefilas Kelim book, that Lamaisa, and the Chokas Bin Yamin has this also, Lamaisa, the Mechaber's Lashon and the Sif Aleph, is a clay matris is chayiv in tefila, metal kelim. It doesn't say, Sanuchoshis Barzal B'duos Ha'yforis, matzvahs is chayiv in tefila, metal is chayiv. So all metals are included. You see, Rav Moshe is saying that metal is chayiv, or aluminum is chayiv min drabanan, because it's like garmi glass. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying that aluminum is chayiv min hatoira, because it's metal. And metal kelim is chayiv in tefila. What's interesting, by the way, is if I take the Melamed Lahoel about plastic, and I put it together with the Rav Moshe understanding, that's not only Matechas, it's only Zohav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Barzal, etc. So what should emerge is that aluminum doesn't require tevila at all, no? Because the Melamed Lahoel Taina is that don't toivel plastic. Why? Because only glass that's found in the Gemara requires tevila. Other stuff doesn't require tevila. And if Ramosh is right that only the six metals are called metals, so the male aluminum wouldn't require tevila at all. I don't know if anyone says. Everyone holds aluminum is chayiv in tevila, either min hatoira or midrabanan. Lamaisa, everyone holds it mechayiv tevila. Now, we spoke about the svara of the Shvus Yaakov, that if it's attached to the oven, so memela, it's mechubar lekarka, and mechubar lekarka is putter from tevila, right? Because it's not mekabel tuma. So we argued. We said, one second, no. Who says we follow gidrei kabbalas tuma? Right? That's what we pointed out from the grun, osiotes, etc. There is another way, though, to argue that because it's mechubar, it doesn't require tevilas kelim. And that's based on the fact that it's not a kli. Kli means a davar that's metal tail, that I can move. Does say it's a kli. If I can't move it around, it's not a kli. If it's attached, I can't move it. Mechubar, heis nishken kli. So that's why it is going to be pater from tevila. That's a svara that's found in the Aruch HaShulchan, no? The Aruch HaShulchan tainas. That only a davar that is mital tail, that moves from place to place, can be chayiv in tevila. There's a discussion with Kiva Eger and Sif Aleph about very, very big barrels, like whether they're chayiv in tevila. No? Very big barrels, they're chayiv in tevila. I use this barrel to make the beer. Is that chayiv in tevila? So Rabbi Kiva Eger notes that the Knesset HaGadol or something, what type of mikveh you put them in? No? There's no mikveh that could hold them. So he quotes a Kshuvas Ksav Yad of Mari Zevi, the Ain't Hakonakim Ayde Harama Lasitum Loivakochovimat Bimaton Lashilomimenu. That the only Eitza is that you give it to a guy and you borrow it from the guy. But Rabbi Kiva Eger Tain is that no, who says it's chayiv in tevila? Maybe it's not called klei seuda. These kelim are meant to hold the wine. It's not called klei seuda at all. It's a storage container. It doesn't come to, it doesn't cook the food. It doesn't come to the table. So it's not called Klei Seuda at all. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger Taina is, no? Very interesting Taina. Lamaisa, he says you should be Toivo without a bracha and do some sort of harama. In the OU tshuvas, that they're giving out to all the people in this OU program now, tshuva K36 or something, in the OU tshuvas, so they have a big oven that they were using, a giant type of thing, and the food is going right on the oven, mamish to cook it. So what do you do in that case? So over there they say you could do the harama. We're only making on the harama if you can't toivel it at all, if there's no mikvah around. Over here there is a mikvah around, but it's not a mikvah that can hold this keli, so it's like there's no mikvah. So mamela you could do the harama. Now Belsky Tain is that maybe you don't have to do the harama to sell the entire item to the guy. You could give the guy a chelak of the item. Shutvis akum also patters. Which is an interesting idea, and then Rabelsky gives a series of possible kinyonim that you should make with the guy for him to be kona achelef of this item. That's what it says in the OU tshuvas. That case in the OU is much worse than this barrel that Rabbi Kiva Eger is discussing, though. In the barrel of Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's just a storage container. Over there, it's something that's used mamish to cook the food. If it's used to cook the food, so then l'cha'ora, it is going to be worse. Should we go on, or are guys getting tired? Let's just talk about one more cute thing, and then we'll go and we'll break. There's obviously much more to say. Electrical kalim. So everyone is always nervous. How do I toivel my George Foreman grill? Do I have to toivel my George Foreman? Will it break? Right, so the joke used to be that, you know, you take your television and you immerse it in boiling water four times, and then right, you see if it works after or not. That's how you match your television. That used to be the whole joke, no? But how do you toivel a George Foreman, how you master it? Electric things can get ruined if you immerse it in water. Certainly you will void the warranty in many cases you immerse it in water. But Moshe Feinstein has a truth about an urn. He says it's considered technically like two different kalim. You immerse it only, right, if it's an urn that has the heating element at the bottom, you only immerse the top part in the water. That's what Moshe says. Rav Shechter has a svara. The tefillah's kalim, like you spoke about yesterday, is fundamentally a mitzvah. So by all mitzvahs, I'm not mechuyev to do a mitzvah if it will lead to serious hefsed, no? In this case, the hefsed is that the keli will become potentially ruined by doing the mitzvah. So a male and potter from the mitzvah. Were you to assume that tefillah's keli is a matir, so then hechateser would be mutter. But since it's a mitzvah, beggar shechted holds, it's going to be permitted in this case of electrical keli. The same with tefillah's keli kalachasa, or whatever the book is called, he has an interesting idea. Maybe these kalim are potter from tefillah entirely because they are mechubar lekarka. You see, in order to use this kalim, you have to plug it into the wall. The wall is attached to the ground. According to the Chazei Nish, when I plug in a plug, I am in violation of the Nisr Bona on Shabbos. It's now attached to the ground. If it's attached, no, isn't this a chap? A chap, right? If it's attached, it's a potter from tefillah's kalim because it's mechubar lekarka. So Michel Forschlager, I just heard a biography of him, was known as the greatest gadol ever to step foot on American soil. My father remembers him. He was in Baltimore. He was a goyin olam. He wrote 50 volumes, 5-0, of Chidushim in Shas. He used to sit there just learn all day. The only thing he did is he used to say Mishnayos Shir. In Chizik Emunah, which is a show in Baltimore. Anyone here from Baltimore? No? Okay. Chizik Emunah is a show in Baltimore that became conservative. Forschlager left the show when they took their mechitza down. He was a goyin olam, mamish, like, unsurpassed. He could going on. So Forschlager didn't write that much b'chayim. He used to write tons of stuff just for notebooks. The 50s from that putting out from him, are his notebooks that he wrote as he was learning. He said the var kenei l'chachaver, now that you make your pen into your friend. No one could talk to him. He said, come to yeshiva in the morning, he would daven for like a minute, then he, very quick, because that's very, very quickly apparently, that's why he was cool. Then he'd go over and like wish good morning to the Rosh Yeshiva, to Rav Ritterman, and to Rav Dovid Kornglass and the Mashgiach in yeshiva. Then he'd go home and just learn. He just sat there learning all day. He was a classic. Rav Forschlager wrote an essay that he felt that anyone who wants to pater electrical kalim from Tevila because they're considered mechubar just doesn't know what they're talking about, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kalim that even if I use screws to temporarily attach something, it's not called chibur, right? Chibur has to be that it's like a permanent type of thing. Certainly a plug that goes into the ground, a plug that goes into a socket that might be attached to the ground is not called a permanent attachment. So Forschlager felt that this is absolutely nuts. It doesn't make any sense. Lamaisa doesn't make any sense. So Lamaisa, what do you do about electrical kalim? So either if you,
what about Shlomo Zalman yesterday about not being able, when you can't do tefillah,
then? Enochanami, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying that the iser of hishtamshus in the kli, but in Reb Shlomo Zalman's case, it's a little bit different, because over there I can't be tefillah myself at all because it's not mine.
Right?
Over here it is mine. But over here it's potentially breakable. So it's very similar to the Rav Schechter Svar that we were just saying. That's like a mitzvah. They don't have to do a mitzvah if it might get ruined.
Yeah, so the Rav Schechter is only saying that it's a mitzvah, which is a
chiddush. But Rav Shlomo Zalman is something along those lines. He's saying that it's really... that the Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that the Isser Shtamshus is only if I could tefillah. Okay, so there's no Isser Shtamshus. Enochanami. You have to say that for it also. What else do I have to say about electrical kalim? So the best thing to do is if you have a firm electrician or a Jewish electrician that you know, you have the guy break it and fix it. No? And that way it's pater from tevila. You could technically, in a situation that you can't really tevil it, you could do a haroma and sell it to the guy and then borrow it back from the guy. No? Or sell part of it to the guy so I can't tevil the whole thing and then buy part of it back. These are all etzos that l'cha'ora you could use. Or there's the Rav Schechter Svar that we mentioned. Many people tell you that you could immerse a George Foreman and nothing will happen. I'm a little nervous about this type of stuff. I'm very worried that will get ruined. There certainly, though, if it's the type of item that there are plates and the plates could be immersed and not ruin anything else, then you should immerse those plates. You have to figure out the keli on its own. I don't have like a clear Hagadar, I could tell you what different poskim say. I myself don't have a real mahalach in these questions. Anything else that we we didn't speak about in terms of Klei Se'uda, the Hagadar of Klei Se'uda. What about a nutcracker? Is that called Klei Se'uda? According to the Shulchan Aruch, that the definition that Sakin Shoshrita is not Klei Se'uda because it works on the inedible stuff. So one could argue that the nutcracker is working on the inedible nut. So maybe it's not Chayav in Tevila at all. I think that's a good story. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arba, though, Taina, is that a nutcracker is Klei Se'uda because since the nut comes to the table with the shell, or if that's the case, a nut comes to the table with the shell, that's the definition of Se'uda. Se'uda means it comes to the table. That's where Shlomo Zalman is quoted in chapter 11 of the Tevilas Kalim book. They go through a million different kalim and discuss what's chayiv and tevila, what isn't chayiv and tevila. Certainly, there's a lot to say about it. We haven't really conquered all of Tevilas Kalim, but I think we really should try to move on to Hechsher. There is a lot more to say about these things. Okay, Chevra, thank you for coming.